Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
You know, we're doing another episode of Bits the Real, our second one.
Yes.
First one was so good, we had to do a second one. People asked for it.
It was a must.
It was a must.
And here we are.
Here we are. Bits the Real, our best of series. We take bits, we put them all together. Bits the Real. And this one is about celebrity run-ins. We've had a few over the years.
What's your favorite?
My favorite that I can think of.
I know one for you, but I won't tell you it.
Oh, are you the one where I ran into Mike Francesa?
Yes.
I mean, I guess
that's a pretty good one.
He waved at me.
You made eye contact. He waved, and that's
or
nice.
He gave me a nod or something.
That's better. I ran into Al Sharpton, and I just stared at him. So that was my celebrity run-in.
I mean, we've had better like celebrity run-ins, celebrity stories.
I don't know. Stories, yes. Run-ins, though. I mean,
Well, run-ins is like, you know, I saw a fat Jew on the train.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I saw Kerwin Frost on the train.
I don't know who that is.
All right.
Is he a celebrity?
Yes. Oh. Apparently not to you.
No.
Who else have I seen?
I don't know.
I mean, those aren't like run-ins, though. Those are spottings.
Who's the guy who started Tumblr?
David Karp. I saw him on Central Park South.
Yeah.
Those are spottings, though. That's not run-ins.
Oh, we ran into our brother the other day on a train.
Until he gets on the podcast, he's not a celebrity.
No, I feel like he's a bigger celebrity because he hasn't been on the podcast.
No, he's a mystery.
Well,
he's an enigma.
But today,
we've got a whole bunch of stories about celebrity run-ins. People have had actual celebrity run-ins.
And Jeff, who's the first up?
The first up are our friends Big Waz and Boss Nod, who were on our open mic night episode, episode 38.
I don't think they do it anymore, but Fool's Gold used to do their holiday party. Mm-hmm. Every December.
Yes.
And this had to be like 4 years ago.
This was like 4 years.
I know Take Care had come out.
No, it wasn't even 4 years ago. It had to be. Take Care came out, 5 years ago?
There you go. So yeah, Take Care was already out. Anyway, Nod invites me to this party. It's him.
Where was that? It was at Tammany Hall.
It was at Tammany Hall.
Fuck the dorm.
God, awful. So, you know, it was ridiculous politics at the door. Nod got in. I was about to go home, and my homie who I invited, who's a cop. He got me in.
The only time they came through for us.
Right. He had no nothing. He just walked up to the mountain and was like, yo, fellas, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, yo, come on, let's go. We good. Fool's Gold Christmas party. Manny Fresh is DJing.
Rammed.
It's packed. Yeah. It's an open bar. We're drinking. I think it was Bushmills at the time. Remember A-Track had Bushmills.
Yeah, great product. Great product.
So Manny Fresh DJing, Just Blaze DJing, I believe. And Drake was just there. You know, he got on the mic. He was like, you know, he said a bunch of nice things about A-Track. I figured it was like a Canadian thing or something. And, you know, he says his piece, and he's walking through the crowd. First of all, let me just sidebar, like, anybody who knows me knows that I'm a huge Drake fan. I'm not even just like, oh, I like his. No, I'm like a huge fan
of
the guy.
It's like being fabulous.
Right.
An apologist.
I'm an apologist, a propagandist. Yeah. Like,
can't do no wrong. Everything.
Like, literally. So he's walking through. We make eye contact, and I lift my hand up to give a dab. Mind you, I'm drunk. I don't know why I did this. I lift my hand up to give him a dab. He daps me. We do the full dap hug combination.
Greatest moment of your life.
He's crowded by security, too. It's crazy I even got that far.
I didn't even see security. I just saw Drake. We made eye contact, and I dapped him up like we've been homies for years.
Yeah, like I ain't seen him in years. Like, oh, there you go, my man.
So I look him directly in his eye. I didn't know what to say. All I said was, I love you, man.
Yes. He did. 100% this happened. I was there watching the whole time just watching it.
He's just...
And I'm gone off the Bushmills. And I'm just watching. Like, I'm like, hold on.
Mind you, he's still holding
my hand. He's still holding hand.
The dap hasn't been finished yet, because it was the dap, bringing the hug, and then, you know...
Yeah, nah.
And he's holding my hand, and I'm like, I love you, man.
They locked in eyes.
Drake looks me right in my eye, and he gives me that quintessential Drake smile, and he goes... I appreciate that.
Wow.
And then he just walked away.
Yo.
And I look over to Nod, who's just like, because I was just like, did anybody just see what just happened? Like,
and nobody saw it, but I saw it. Like, I'm looking at him. I'm like, dude.
Like,
you lame as fuck.
Nod is holding his face
like, dude, son.
But, you know, and in the moment, because again, like, I had been drinking, and I'm like, yo, That was insane. That like, was... I literally told a man, I don't even tell my mom that I love her
we
every
tell
day.
Our fathers we
like,
love them.
Real yeah, talk. You know what I mean? Like, I can't even remember the last time I told my dad, like, Dad, I love you.
I love you. Right.
You know what I'm saying? But Drake, a man that I don't know from a can of paint.
Yep.
Straight off the music. Straight off the music.
I was so happy that he dapped me up and I loved his music. You know, and to Drake's credit, it's like some weirdo that you've never met in your life. I'm sure these kind of
you look sane and held together. You know what I mean? So he's not expecting that.
I'm sure this type of thing happens all the time. But it's like some dude that you don't know just goes, I love you. And he handled it in like, that's how you know he's like a professional. Yeah. Right? Because I might have been flustered and be like, word. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Deaf. You know, like, how do you really respond to that? But he literally just said, I appreciate that.
Yo.
Maybe he was in the holiday spirit.
It
you know
was
what I mean?
Crazy.
It was crazy to watch.
Don't take away from this moment. No, yeah. He's a genuinely amazing person.
He really cares about his
fans. He appreciated that. Our next celebrity run-in story comes from the Kid Mero from episode number 32.
Yo, shout out to Bartow Mall. Anecdotal story coming right up.
Uh-oh.
My kid needs to pee. Right? So this is the thing. I never take my phone with me when I leave the house with my kids and my wife, usually. If
really
it's
thoughtful,
like, I'm saying? If we're going shopping or something, because I want to pay attention to them. I don't want to be like tweeting and like doing all this other stupid shit.
Yeah. Oh, but how many fire tweets are you just like missing out?
Oh,
and
yo,
you get so
I'm
many
telling
retweets.
You, yo, listen, if you're listening to this right now, you have no idea. So many. I wish, yo, I said one time I was on the bus and I was like, I wish my eyes were cameras because there's so many things that I see. Like the other day I tweeted, I was like, yo, I just seen an 800-year-old Asian man riding a BMX bike down 6th Ave. And I really did see an 800. Yo, a week before that, I seen a dude on one of those scammer boards, clearly homeless guy, pushing a shopping cart. He's on the scammer board, pushing, propelling himself and the shopping cart at the same time. This shit is wild. It's like 2 in the morning.
By the way,
like,
you saying that you wish that your eyes were cameras is the most like...
Jada Smithy thing I've ever said?
No, it's like your kids are high.
Yeah,
in Target, really, you're just like, oh, I wish my eyes were cameras.
Right now. And they're like, word, Dad. I'm not even high, but that makes total sense to my 2-year-old brain.
If you ever get into a fight with your wife saying that, like, hey, I don't bring my phone, you know, when we go out as a family.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
she gets furious because she's like, I want to fucking find you. I want to go into fucking the supermarket so you can go into Foot Locker and get your stupid shoes and we can coordinate and do this quickly instead of taking fucking 3 hours to do everything.
That's what she would say.
She gets very upset. So this is sorry. So she goes into Dollar Tree in Bartow Mall to get like a bunch of like paper plates or some shit for like my kid's birthday party.
Yeah.
She's like, yo, I'm going to just run in real fast, like stay in here with Adrian. He's asleep. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm sitting in the car like I'm vaping like a G. You know what I mean? Like, but yo, so I'm out like I'm in the car smoking and shit. And like all of a sudden my son wakes up and he's like, Daddy, I have to pee. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to take you to the bathroom to go pee. Then I'm like, wait a minute. What if Heather, who's my wife, Heather comes out and I'm nowhere to be found with Adrian. Like, she, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have my phone, so I can't call her. She starts panicking. So I'm like, oh, you know what? Like, you're just going to pee in a bottle. It's all good. So we get out of the car, and I'm like, I get a Poland Spring bottle, and he pulls his pants out. He puts his little penis in the Poland Spring bottle. So I'm sitting there in a parking lot holding my child's penis in a Poland Spring bottle, and Slick Rick walks by.
What?
Yes. And I'm like, oh, shit, Slick Rick, what up? He pauses, looks at me, looks down, and is like, yo? And then walks off. By the way, Slick Rick is wearing Olaz, like a stretched out tank top and like chancletas with the eye patch.
Yo.
Clearly like, was like getting pussy in Bartow, like in Co-op City. Shout out to you, Slick. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, neither one of you was like, like wanted to continue this
at
all.
No,
like,
no, not like, at all. I wanted to end that as quickly as possible. Yeah. Like I shouldn't have even said, in retrospect, I'm like, why did you even say, oh shit, what up, Slick Rick?
Yeah.
While you're holding your child's penis
did
in public.
Did you explain? Did you explain this to your wife when she came back?
She did not give a single fuck. I explained the whole thing to her. She was like, did you get the plates? I'm like, I thought you were getting the plates. What the fuck are you talking? What is going on?
Oh my God.
She didn't give a shit. I was like, yo, this is so ill. And this was one of those times where I'm like, yo, I should have, if I would have were able to tweet this right now in this moment, this would be the most fire.
Meanwhile,
tweet.
Your father of the year.
I know.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yo, did you hide that bottle before your wife came back though?
He never peed.
Oh, never
peed. Slick Rick gave him stage fright. He's like, I can't follow that. You know what I'm saying? Am I even going to pee in the bottle? You didn't pee. He waited to. I don't even have to pee, Daddy. It's okay.
Wouldn't it be funny if, like, now years later, like, he sees, like, Slick Rick on, like, you know, a YouTube video or something like that, and he has this really, like, adverse, like, reaction. He's like,
that's the guy! And his eye patch. An eye patch to a 4-year-old is like, that's not, like, yo, hip-hop legend. It's like, scary eye patch man. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he did not look like Slick Rick. He was not, like, la-di-da-di-da. No. He looked like he was just getting fucking sloppy-toppy.
Oh,
he didn't
want to
bother nobody.
Kangol or no?
No Kegel.
Wow.
Shaky shape up.
Yeah.
Maybe
well,
maybe
sure.
maybe going on 2 weeks with no shape up. You know
maybe
what I'm saying?
His own shape up. You know.
Maybe.
Like, and you'll only see like. Our third celebrity run-in story comes from Ibe Hamad, J. Cole's manager and Dreamville president, from episode 169.
Cole did Can't Get Enough the same night we went, Drake bought him out at Radio City. And we seen Trey there, Trey Songz, and Trey was hot at the time. And I'm like, man, we should put Trey on that hook. Cole's like, hell yeah, that'll be fire. So we had Trey do the hook, but it was like a little more rappy.
Mm-hmm.
And we was hyped. This after we played Jay Higher, and he was like, ooh, that's fire, but I don't know if that's it. And it was like, every time we go to Jay, we'd be like, we got a single. He'd be like, ooh, this is crazy. I don't know if that's it. He'll be like, deflation. Then we like blow up. Ooh, this is crazy. It's like a 9.5, but I think you got a 10. Fuck. So then it was like, Can't Get Enough. And he went crazy. I remember because it was like some mob shit. We went to meet him, and he was at Butter, the restaurant.
Yep.
And it was no one in there but him eating. And we walked up, and Cole was like, yo, I think I got it. Funny story that day, Jay was there, and he ordered a steak. No, he ordered some pasta, and he was like, he sent it back. And when the waiter came, the waiter like, what do you want? Like, I'll just take the steak. Well done. And we looked at Jay like, well done. Like, bro, you rich. Like, you kind of been around the world at this point. And Cole told him like, yo, why you still getting your steak well done? And then I remember like a couple weeks later, because Jay texts Cole like, yo, how you say I should get the steak again? And Cole was like, try medium well. Like, I'll never forget that, because he's like, Jay, you get your steak, like, you buy expensive art. Like, that don't make sense.
Jeff, before we get into the next story, the next celebrity run-in, we should take a moment to say, hey, all you out there, go to itsthereal.com/shop and support this pirate ship of ours. Let's keep it afloat by selling mugs and by selling t-shirts and by selling rhyme books that are both signed or unsigned. Like, some people might want our signatures on there and a nice note that lasts forever, but some people might be like, you know what? The print is enough.
The print is enough.
So go to itsthereal.com/shop right now, grab you some merch, and we'll send it out tomorrow. Deal?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I'm not doing anything tomorrow.
All right.
Except sending things out. And now you can listen to DJ Jubilee, Jess Jubilee, on her episode number 102.
And then we moved near Fort Lauderdale.
Gotcha.
Shortly after.
How far away is that?
20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. An hour. Now they live an hour away. So when I go home, it's like, I'll go out and then have to like drive an hour
back.
Yeah, it sucks. Yikes.
I mean, but, or you could stay at like Rick Ross's house.
That's true.
I could. I met Rick Ross this year.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Big year for you.
Yeah, he came to introduce himself to the DJ and almost made me have a heart attack. I was like looking at my phone and I like felt somebody hovering over me and I was like, oh, some dickhead's going to make a request. And I like look up and he's like, hi, I'm Rick Ross. And I'm like, I know. And he was with Sam Sneak.
Yeah.
And they were both just like staring at me, like smiling. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Did they have a request?
No, he was like, I just wanted to introduce myself. And I was like, I'm from Miami. That's like all I could say. And then like him and Sam Sneak were like, really? Where in Miami are you from? And we like chatted for a minute, but I was DJing. And then Sam Snapchatted me and was like, add your Snapchat name in here. And I was like, these are the nicest, like, we meet everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's like, my nail girl, Naomi, was next to me, who does Madonna's nails. Whoa. You name it, she does their nails. Like,
yeah.
Literally everybody. And she was like, what is happening? And then...
Did she add her Snap name?
No, she didn't. She was just like, wow. What the fuck? And then they walked away and like Sam Snapchatted me and then I got all these like tweets like, I saw you on Sam Sneak's Snapchat. And then I, of course, like played a bunch of like deep Rick Ross cuts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which I would never do. I actually played, I played Told Y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And I played the Promiscuous Girl remix that he's on.
Love that.
I love.
Love that. Mm-hmm.
And I also played DJ Laz Red Alert, because if you're from Miami, like that's like a hit.
Our next story is one of my favorites. It's from Daytwan Thomas, the Vibe Editor-in-Chief, episode number 127.
What was it like meeting Barack Obama for the first time?
Wow, man. Barack Obama. Met him through my man, Steve Stout, the one and only.
Yeah.
Steve was like, yo, there's going to be this guy. There's going to be this guy. He's going to be the president. He's going to be a president. This is 2004, mind you. you know, he's running for Senate.
Is this before the convention? The convention?
Yeah. It's probably around that time. I don't know if it was before or after, but it was around that time. He was definitely known, yeah. So it was probably right after. But yeah. It's definitely 2004, and he was like fundraising and stuff. And I remember Steve was like, "Yo, we're gonna have this fundraiser, and you need to be there." I was like, "All right, where is it?" He was like, "In Cali." And I wasn't like always going back and forth. I was there for like shoots or award shows. And he was like, "Yeah, you're gonna have to be out there." I was like, "All right, man, you sending me?" I'm thinking like, "You flying me out?" Like, yeah, you know. He was like, "No, man, get out there yourself, man. I'll see you out there." All right. And I was like, "All right." I get there. It's James Lasseter's house. Mm-hmm. James Lasseter is Will Smith's manager.
Yep.
I walk in and it's Sarah Jessica Parker. Like, hey. I'm like, hey, Carrie. Like, oh, shit. My wife loves you. Heavy D is right there. He's like, yo, man, what up? You know, Farnsworth, I know him. So he's like, yo, Dave, what up? I'm like, wow, this is crazy. Then Chris Tucker walks by with a plate. I'm like, all right, this is a different kind of, different kind of event. And
were you drinking?
You know what? I believe I did not drink that night because I didn't want to embarrass myself. You know, I had a suit on, my man. And I was like, you know what I mean? I wasn't like naturally ready to be wearing suits all the time back then. Me and my man Adele, my West Coast editor, one of my best friends in life, we went together and we was just like bugging out. So we get in the backyard and that's where everyone's together. All the celebs, Michael Mann, and oh man, it was crazy. So everyone's talking about these big projects and stuff. And then Obama is just walking around handshaking. Hey, you guys look like trouble. We're in suits, man. Like, we had those trouble faces. He was like, you know why? Because I don't know y'all. You know what I'm saying? How'd y'all get? You know, but he was like, we told him, you know, what we did. And I said, King Mac. He was like, whoa. I know a thing or two about that. I remember that, yo. I was dying. I wanted to ask him a little bit more, but I was like, maybe you'd be cool.
Was Michelle there?
She was not.
Okay.
She was not. Yeah. So I should have.
Yeah.
And I would have had I known that. So he does his speech. He does this amazing speech. And it was just like, you know, 20 of us maybe. He does this amazing speech in the backyard, man. I was like, wow, they gave him a little stage and everything for him to do the speech. Very heartfelt. It felt like one-on-one. Boom, he does it. They write another check because, you know, you have to pay to get in. So, another check. I'm like, wow, he caking out here.
Yeah.
So then Chris Tucker.
Me passing the plate.
Yeah, you know, Chris Tucker is like, you know, you knew his name was coming up next.
Yeah.
So Chris Tucker, he sees us and he's like, yo, man, what y'all doing? And we was like, oh, we're chilling. Like, what y'all doing after this? He's like, well, but rocking us, we all got, we got another venue to go hit. Y'all can follow us. Y'all can just roll with us. We was like, all right, we're going to get our car and everything. So, boom, we leave the spot. We go outside. We're in a residential area. It's like Beverly Hills somewhere. And we're in a caravan with Barack up front, Chris Tucker and him, like maybe a couple of other cars, and then us. We're all following each other to Club Avalon, I believe it was. I'm like, yo, we really going to a club with this guy? You know what I'm saying? This is not Barack yet. Right, this is like still on
some guy in a suit.
Like, you know.
Yeah, so, but he's got all that money, though.
Yeah, he got them checks in his pocket. I'm sure he was like, yo, we're going to blow this. We're going to blow the stack. But this money phone. we call that money over here. So we park in the parking lot, and we get out, and we walking like, it's like Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
We all suited out. You know, I'm Mr. Yellow, my man, Mr. Pink. You got Baraki, Mr. Brownish. Yeah. So we walking up to the club, and they let us all in. They're like, oh, Chris Tucker. He's like, yeah. And we get in, and Barack's like, yeah, man, this is a nice place. This is a nice place. All right, we're going to do this. And he's clapping. He started hearing the music, but then he's doing like the old uncle bounce. Like, he's getting this little bounce and shit. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm in the club with this guy. This is crazy. So Chris Tucker goes to the DJ booth, and he started talking to the DJ or whatever. And then, you know, I guess him and Barack, they do their little signals, and Barack goes up, you know, the little jog he do when he put his hands like this. He does a little jog up the steps, and he gets up on stage, and he does the same speech for everybody that's there. He's like, yeah, I'm, you know, I don't mean to interrupt. I know all y'all are getting your thing on, but I just have a couple of things to say. I'm Barack Obama coming out of Chicago. Just flows into it like he freestyling, like he's like Joe Budden or somebody, like just going, just killing it. And he changes the speech to fit the audience on some cool shit. I'm like, yo, this guy's amazing. On the fly, not reading nothing, just off the top.
Stout was right.
Yo, he was. Yo, it was so crazy. That's when I was like, all right, now he's super ill because he got all these people that's dancing to pay attention.
And not be furious.
And not be mad as fuck.
Yeah.
And then was like, yo, I have my people out here. They're going to take your email. I'm going to stay in touch with all of you. Even though I'm from out there, I want to stay in touch with you guys. He's from Chicago. Yeah. Why is he stumping in Cali? I should have known then that he was going to go for the presidency for real, because yeah. he's in Cali.
Yeah.
And he's getting his shit together already, already collecting emails. Boom. Next thing you know, he hits it.
Fucking Stevie Wonder's Once in My Life comes on.
I want to say it was like some masterpiece shit. Make him say, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, yo, this dude is ill. And from that moment on, I just always made sure I paid attention to what was going on with him. And I have a picture to prove it. It's like on my Instagram or whatever. But it was like one of those moments that you can't even plan. You can't plan Barack and Chris Tucker saying, yo, we're going to take you to the club. And then after that, he ain't even really stay. Like, he did a little 1-2, talked to a couple of people, shook his hands. He was like, all right, fellas, y'all be easy. Boom. I got to go count this money.
You know what I'm saying? This next story comes from Tierra Whack, episode number 191.
When I moved down Georgia, I got my first job at a car wash, Mr. Hot Sean.
What'd you do there?
Wash cars.
Well, right, but like, yeah. I don't know if there's like, you know, like.
Okay, so I can tell you.
At the Gap, you do certain things. I don't know.
Right, like you can be a folder.
So you get like 6 to 7 minutes on a car. You get a partner, driver's side and passenger side. Usually the person who's like good stays on the driver's side. I'm on the driver's side.
Yeah.
I'm quick.
You were nice.
Yeah. And you got to do the whole test of like pushing the seat all the way up, pushing the seat all the way back. If there's some dirt, a little bit, something, you got to get off the line. You can't make any money.
So like I made a lot outside, of money. And at the you're car. Vacuuming the inside or no?
Yeah. So, okay. So the car comes out of the tunnel thing, I guess.
Technical term. Sure. Yeah.
The tunnel. It comes out the tunnel. It went through the wash. It comes out the tunnel. It's dripping wet. We got to dry it down really quick. Open up the door. Dry the door jams out. They had a way that you were supposed to do it, but I did my own way because my way was quicker and it was like
right, red shoe like and yellow accurate. Shoe.
Yeah, right. So door jams, clean out the door jams, dry them out. Then you go to vacuum it out, push the seat all the way up and push the seat all the way back. Sometimes you got those slow ass like you got to push in this like, and that's taking up like 3 minutes. Like, so then vacuum. Then you want to spray the windows down, Windex, spray the windows down.
Do you get tips?
Yeah, you get tips. Mm. You got to split them half.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So even if you're better than the...
Yeah, you got to split them. But with that job, like, I was the only girl. So it was a bunch of guys that just got out of jail working there.
Wow.
Yeah, like, seriously.
How did you choose your partner? Or did you just go for Mr. Hotshine?
They chose me. They used to fight over me because I'm the girl, so I'm going to get the better tip. Yeah, no, it was like that. That was crazy.
Wow.
And I was the youngest, too, so I just looked, like, so innocent out there. Like, I was leaving with, like, $300 a day, which is great for, like, an 18-year-old.
Great period.
Yeah.
Did you have a driver's license?
No.
How'd you get? That's weird.
So I had to, whoever I was working with had to know how to drive.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They had to, like, pull a car up sometimes.
Any famous people bring their cars through?
Yes. 2 Chainz. I washed his truck. I wanted to rap to him so bad, but yeah. I was like, don't do that.
That could have been your Big Sean moment.
Yeah, I know. I went to
Big Shine moment.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I went to what was it? American Deli or ATL Wings.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, oh my God, I love wings. They have the best wings.
Yeah.
I went on break. And then I came back and they were like, yo, where were you at? Andre 3000 was just here. I was like, what the? I always miss him. Like, damn. Every time I, like, it's crazy. Yeah, so he came. Who's the guy that sings Nachos? He's from Atlanta. Nachos.
Rocco?
Him, yeah, Rocco. There you go. Rocco. Future came.
Did they come together?
No.
They were not. Yeah. And finally, our last story of the day comes from Mouse Jones, that crazy motherfucker, episode number 196.
That's a double episode.
That's a double episode.
So this is from part 2 of that episode, but check them both out because you want to get the story straight.
Yeah.
Mouse Jones.
2012, 2013 is when I'm still doing comedy in all the churches.
Wait.
Go ahead.
So I did some research before you came over.
Mm-hmm.
I did find out your real name.
Thank you.
But something did happen in 2012,
mm-hmm.
which seemed to be a major event for you,
right?
Which was that you, maybe this church group, I don't know, but mm-hmm. they were doing an opening spot yeah. for Jimmy Fallon.
Yes, 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 yes. So I did Stand Up for Diversity, which is an NBC competition that they do for comics in New York City. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know.
Like
I,
a showcase.
Yes, a showcase yeah. you mm-hmm. do. So always my luck. I'm always late or I'm always like the last of the line. And like, I'm just like, and so like I got there after the cutoff and I'm like, fuck out of here. Funny story about that. The way this comes full circle. I meet Mike Brown that day.
Yo, shout out to Mike Brown.
Shout out to Mike Brown. Shout out to Marie Forstein. Me and Marie Forstein ended up doing the BET nomination special and didn't even know until like it came out. And, like we texted. I'm like, yo, son, that's crazy. Like we met on that line. Mm-hmm. So I do that. They like my bit, but I was not a comedian. Like I realized that day I'm not a comedian. Because before it's like I'm the comedian on the church bill. I'm now a comedian in a room full of other comedians trying to make comedians laugh. As you guys know from doing comedy, that shit's impossible. And so I'm sitting there and I'm looking the talent scouts directly. Because I don't want to look at these comedians. I'm like, these motherfuckers haven't laughed at nothing nobody else said. And I bombed, man. I bombed big. Because I called it trying to do my, tried to like do a B-Rabbit. Because mm-hmm. everybody came out there and tried to do this set and tried to do a set. I'm like, listen, I came out there. I'm like, listen, I ain't got all that. I got nigga comedy. Yeah. And that didn't go over well.
I can't swim.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm doing bad. I'm doing just like shit that only black people would find funny. And that's not, it's, I guess it wasn't too diverse. But they liked me. Mm-hmm. So when they gave everybody else, you know, their numbers, Mike moved on, Marie moved on. I didn't move on, but they asked me to stay after. Mm-hmm. And so I talked to the talent scout. They're like, yo, let's just, we'll keep you in mind. You know, we got some stuff coming up. Keep you in mind. I said, cool, whatever. 2012 comes, and because that was the end of 2011. That's the first time I meet Royce da 5'9". Royce da 5'9" was eating. So it was at Gotham Comedy mm-hmm. Club.
Yeah.
Slaughterhouse is like brand new. I'm literally listening to the Slaughterhouse first album, which is underrated like a motherfucker. There is some elite rapping taking place on that Slaughterhouse first album.
Right.
That just needs to be respected.
Here comes Sweeper Boy with all these hot takes.
Oh God, I hate Jeff. Oh, I hate Jeff. Oh, but yeah. So I'm standing online, and Royce da 5'9" walks out of whatever restaurant is right next to Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know why. I'm just such a nigga. And I'm like, Slaughterhouse. I'm like, Slaughter. And he's like, yo. Like, Royce, he's mad yeah. cool. I've never met him since, so I don't have any rapport with him. I don't want this to sound like a story. Like, yeah, we're mad cool now.
Right.
No, I have no rapport with him. That was the only one and only time I met Royce. And I blew it. And he talks to a few of the comedians. He's like, oh, what y'all doing? He's like, oh, y'all some funny motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and so he left. We got, that's like, probably like the only picture I ever took with a celebrity. Because I don't believe in that shit. But I took a picture with him, put it on my Twitter. Like BlackBerry Twitter day, like Echo Phone and shit like that.
Blurry.
Yeah, it was blurry as a motherfucker. Yeah. But I was like, Slaughterhouse, y'all see what's up? My 350 followers, y'all see what the fuck is up? I'm moving. Yeah.
Three likes.
Yeah, three likes. That's all I got. And like two random people that lived around the corner, like, yo, you making moves, son.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Thanks everyone for listening to this new episode of Bits the Real, our best of episodes that come from a waste of time with It's the Real. If people want to find out more about Bits the Real, It's the Real, Fits the Real, or Bits the Real, Jeff, where can they go?
You can always go to itsthereal.com, itsthereal.com. Go find us on Twitter at It's the Real, Facebook at It's the Real, Instagram at It's the Real, or check out our podcast, which is on all streaming platforms. Search for A Waste of Time with It's the Real, or Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies, or search for Bits the Real. Maybe this will come up.
Do all of that and tell your friends, spread the word. Let everybody know that we're doing something special over here. As always, Jeff, now for real,
Sure.
We'll see you guys next week.